I wouldn't take any ownership of him. I'm not going. I'm making those catches.
Yeah, but he's 10 triple team. You got to have some protection to get the ball.
Yeah, still, you know, I mean, we're offensive linemen. That's our job. That's what we're supposed to do. And, you know, a guy like that goes down the field, makes plays like that. You know, that's all him. I mean, a lot of that. You know, Stafford putting the ball where only he can catch it.
So you're not going to tell everybody it starts with a perfect snap?
Not at all, Mike. Not at all.
You think people take a look at his touchdowns, forget that he's been tackled on two a bunch of times, and assume it's a down year because of that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think he's still the most feared receiver in football. And if, you know, I'd dare a team to say he's not, just because of the attention that he gets every week. And we see it, you know, in the film room. And that's what's allowing other guys to step up and make plays as well. So, you know, all the attention he's getting, you know, I mean, that's an awesome accomplishment.
Is he the same guy that you saw as a rookie? I mean, in terms of personality and all that, has anything changed him?
Same guy. Yeah. I mean, if anything, he's more personable. Mm-hmm. I think he was more shy back then. I think he's, you know, more personable now. But, you know, he's the same humble guy, same guy that works hard every day, same guy in the weight room that in there at 6 a.m., you know, so there's really nothing different. If not, you know, he's gotten better.
There are some guys on this team during your career that when they were injured might not have tried to help the guys that were replacing them. What's it say about Jeff that what he's doing while he's injured is helping around?
Yeah, you know, you just know what kind of guy you have. I mean, you already know what kind of guy Jeff is. And, you know, he knows that, you know, if he can't be out there, you know, the next guy's going to step in and go do it. And, you know, what else can he do but to go help him? You know, I never seen Jeff so hurt, you know, before that game last week. And he was so involved in, you know, trying to help us, getting us water. You know, I mean, 12-year vet here we're talking about, who started every game in his career, and, you know, he did everything he could. You know, so I think, you know, that's a good thing about us is that, you know, if we're not in there, we're doing everything we can to help the next guy in.
You said not bad for a down year, and Stafford's just below pace to throw for 5,000 yards a game. Is that kind of both of those stats, or is that kind of amazing for the season?
You know, the stats baffle me, just because, you know, where we are as an offense, and, you know, it's not equating to, you know, what we did. But, you know, that's what I said, you know, for 2 or 3 weeks now, that we're not making those plays when the plays that we made last year, we're not making them this year. And that's, you know, the difference between, you know, 4-7 and last year, what were we? We're 7-3 at this time, something like that, 7-4 maybe, whatever. You know, that's the difference between, you know, the flip-flop of the, at least the win-loss record.
What about getting home field advantage back, too? That's been something this year.
Yeah, we got to start taking advantage of that. You know, that's
I mean, the environment's there.
It's awesome. Yeah, I mean, shoot, they do a great job of coming out and supporting every week. And, you know, we don't reciprocate. And, you know, we got to start reciprocating that back to them.
On the stretch, why has this team been so successful? What's the difference in December? Why has this team been so good in the last month?
Why haven't we been so successful?
Why haven't we been?
You know, the leadership of this team is always there. That instillment every week of what we need to do. Also the game plan and then execution of the game plan. You know, we've been in these games. You know, like the coaches say all the time, it's just making that extra play that is keeping us from winning some of these games.
Does it also say something about the toughness of this team that even with the season winding down, you guys are still playing the way you were at the beginning of the year?
I don't think anybody can doubt and talk bad about the toughness of this team. We put in the work every day and every week, and we just fall short.